What's up, Rotto? It's Wild Thing for the Desperados, and you're tuned into the Bullshit Report, brought to you by Liquor Lollipops, liquorlollipops.com. 21 and up to suck. Stop eating kids' candy. Let's get to it. To all my faithful listeners, I'm sure you're wondering, what does stock trading and investing have to do with the Bullshit Report? Well, I tell you what, losing money rapidly is bullshit. Not having the knowledge and knowing what to do when the market is crashing is bullshit too. And you know, isn't it cool that all you need is just a little information that could possibly help you hedge your losses if you get caught up in a bear market and the shit start falling down all around you, right? So, get a condom for your portfolio. Well, before I tell you the stocks, let's think about what a condom is. A condom is protection. A condom protects you and whoever you're having intercourse with, right? So it protects you and the other person. But number one, the reason why you take it out and put it on you is to protect yourself. And number two, it is to keep whatever the other person has up off of you. And number three, it is to protect the other person, right? So what is a condom stock? A condom stock is a stock that goes up when the market is going down, right? You know, retail investors make a very, 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 very small percentage. Retail investors is the average everyday people like me and you. You know what I'm saying? Thanks to apps like Robinhood and TD Ameritrade and E-Trade and Webull and countless others. You know, now we have access to trading that normally was restricted in the past. Now, don't get it twisted. You know, if you look at a big old pie full of investors, then 75% of it is going to be your institution hedge funds, just your extra, extra big boys, which leaves 25%. And now, of that 25%, 75% of them people are millionaires. So then that leaves only 25% of the 100%, and then that's just me and you, average everyday people. So as you see, we make up a very, very small minority of investors. And the thing that moves the market is money, right? So if we don't have enough money to move the market, then that means that we need to move our money with the market, with the people who got the money that moves the market, because they the ones who dictate, for the most part, the direction and how things are going to go. So that's simple. Simple. Easy peasy. Move your money where the money is moving. Because wherever the money moving, 9 times out of 10 is where the money is going to be moving to. Right? So, here's the thing though. You know what I'm saying? Like, we all trendy. But we take our trendiness to the wrong points in investing. And what I mean by trendiness is, you know, if everybody eating at Chipotle, then we're going to check out Chipotle. Or if everyone is shopping at, Macy's, then, you know, you're going to shop at Macy's. Or, you know, if everybody's driving a Hellcat, a certain kind of car, you're going to drive a Hellcat or try to get something similar to it. Well, it's counterproductive when you invest in, right? Because if you are investing where everybody else is investing, then, and like with stocks and stuff, then what you already know, if you know anything, then you know if people are already buying a whole bunch of a certain stock, that the price is going to be higher. Whatever's popular, whatever's trendy, when it's trendy, when it's popular, you're going to pay more, which means that the chances of you turning a profit is less because you're buying it when the price is high, instead of buying it when the price is low. And that's the whole secret to the game, right? Buy when it's low, sell when it's high. Get the best price. But if you buy when it's trendy, you're going to get the highest price. Just like clothing or different designers or brands like Champion. You know, Champion has come back to the limelight recently, and a sweatshirt or a t-shirt might cost you, you know, 30, 40 bucks. But shit, 2 years ago, Champion, my nigga, you know, that shit was sold in Walmart, nigga. They giving that shit away. Like $5, like, you know what I'm saying, on the clearance rack. But it came back in the style. You know what I'm saying? So when you buy stocks or investments, you know, just say stocks. When you buy stocks or bonds, when they had, you know, everybody running over there like, oh man, it's going to the moon, it's where the money going, it's going down, you already too late. Just keep that in mind. Like, if everybody already there, you already too late. So the thing you should be looking for is something, you know, that's gonna be needed, but no one's paying attention to at the time, right? So, like, if this is the pimping world, you know, the pimps, they get their girls the mink coats in the summer because it's cheaper. It's hot outside. When it's hot, mink coats are cheaper. Just like in the wintertime, they get their girls the summer clothes, the bikinis, because it's the best price. It's all about getting the best price. You know, when everybody's focused on one thing, find what everybody's not focused on, and that's where you go to, right? And that's how you make money. Because, well, whatever people are not focused on, at the time, you get the best price, and you know it's going to go up eventually, and when it go up, you sell out, now you banking. You never go broke taking profit. Real simple. Simple shit. So, getting back to condoms, right? So, condoms keep you from fucking up, right? Or supposedly keep you from fucking up. Because if you got a condom on, you know, and you doing the do, you know, you having sex, you know, shit, if you can't pull out, you bust, you know what I'm saying, you unload the whole clip in, do, you know what I'm saying, the whole machine gun, you get to just letting go, bow, do, you know, you just get to letting go. The condom saves you. It catches all your buck shots, right? So that you know, you don't have a baby or you know, transfer any STDs or what have you. So it keeps you safe. Well, a condom for your portfolio are inverse stocks are crazy. They only go up when the market is going down, right? And I'm mentioning this because the people who follow me or like me, and we, you know what I'm saying, we average everyday people. So if you invest, you're a retail investor. You like me, and the way we've been trained is to be bulls. Like, all we think about is stocks going up to the moon, going up, but we never think about stocks going down. And we never think about making money off of stocks going down. So not knowing how to make money when stocks are going down is complete bullshit. We're thinking that the only way that you can make money investing in stocks is if your stocks are going up. It's complete bullshit, right? Now, most people, you know, no one is a Warren Buffett. There's only one Warren Buffett, shall I say. So, you know, we all have different levels of understanding. But the thing is this simple, right? You need protection if you're going to invest. And stocks don't always go up. You know, it's only one or two ways it can go, red or green, up or down, red light, green light. And you got to understand that if the green light people going to get fed, then eventually the red light people got to get fed, because it's like it goes around in like a clock on a wall. Like, you know, it just goes at different points. It's going to feed this at this time and feed that at that time. So anyway, inverse stocks, condoms for your portfolio. That's what inverse stocks are. They do not go up when the market is going up, right? And the market, since the last shutdown, has been going up, which makes these inverse stocks go down. For instance, there's a stock called V as in Victor, X as in DMX, X, as in DMX, VXX, right? And this stock is an adverse stock, which means that when the market is going down, then this stock is going up. Well, if, as I speak right now, if you look at this stock, it is like at a 52-week low. It has gone from 100 and some dollars per share all the way down to $25. Like, man, it's like it fell off a cliff. But really what's happened is that during the height of the coronavirus and the shutdown, when the market was just tanking and going bad, that's when this stock was going straight up. It was $100 a share. $100 a share, right? Like, and it rose all the way up during all the chaos. But as, you know, we start opening back up, as we have vaccines, as things got back to normal, this particular stock start coming down, 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 down. So, anyway, this stock is great because if something happens, or let's say you just have a bear market, like a red market for a whole month, this stock, VXX, should go crazy. It should go from like 25 possibly to as high as $40 in a month, you know. And I'm just giving my outlook. You know, I could be wrong. This is not financial advice. But what I do know is this is an adverse stock, and it goes up when the market goes down. And everything that goes up has to come down at some point. Now, it may not stay down forever, but while it's down there, wouldn't it be great to have something that's just blowing the fuck up that you can get for pennies on the dollar right now? You know, if you knew that this particular play, this particular stock, is going to go like to $50, you know, let's say the month of September, that the market just go down and it's $25 a share, but you know if the market go down, shit, this motherfucking stock going to go to $40. You know what I'm saying? Like, just like that. You know, that's perfect. That insulates you, right? Like, while your other plays, while your other stocks are going down, and if you don't have puts on them, and that's something else with options and trade and all that stuff. But if you just buying stock, you know, just basic, if you are a basic investor, if you're not a trader, you're not buying and selling, you're just buying and holding, right? You know, if you buy VXX, which is like $25 a share at this time, or if you buy SQQQ, which is $7 a share at this time, and both of these stocks are at 52-week lows because the all major indexes, which are your Dow, your NASDAQ, and your S&P 500 are at 52-week highs. Like, all three of the major indexes are at their 52-week highs, which means that all of the inverse stocks are going to be at their 52-week lows. They inverse. They work in the exact opposite of when the market is going up, this is going down. So while it's beat up and down and nobody even looking at it, you might want to stock up on it and put some and get it, get enough of it, you know, to where if your portfolio starts to go down, that these stocks go up so that your portfolio can still rise in value. Now, here's the kicker though, and this is what you got to keep in mind. When you buy these particular stocks like SQQQ or VXX, and there are others, but these just two as an example, you already want to have in mind how much you want to sell the stock for, because good times don't last always in the stock market, but bad times don't either. So as this stock is going up, when the market is going down, you already want to have in mind how much you want to sell it to get out, so that, you know, you can make your profit and keep it moving, because you don't want to get caught up. I see so many people get caught up in that bullshit of, to the moon, this going to the moon, this going straight to the top forever, we going, it's nonstop, this going to be $1 million, just on some crazy, unrealistic ass shit about a stock just continually going up. And that's not what happens. Hell, if you put a jetpack on right now, wherever you are on Earth, you put a jetpack on right now, you say, you know what, I'm going to fly to the moon. Guess what? It's going to be an exact distance for you to fly from where you are to the moon. So just keep that in mind, right? When you buy a stock, know at what price you want to get your money back. You know, like, do you want it to double? If you pay 20, do you want to get out at 40? You know, do you want to get out at 60? Or do you want to use a 2 or 3 tier system? Like, you know, you buy enough of the stock to if the price reach 40, you sell a certain percentage. If the price reach 45, you sell another percentage. And if it goes over 45, you just hold on to the rest and see what it do. So it's a couple different ways you can do it for it to work out for you, you know. And the thing is that, man, you ain't got to be no overly bright person. You just got to have some common sense, and the shit got to make sense to you. You know, if things, what goes up must come down. So you want to benefit while the shit going up, and you want to benefit while the shit coming down. And the one thing you don't want is to not know, right? You want to know that all of this work like a clock, and it goes round and round and round. You don't want to be tricked, and you don't want to have to deal with the bullshit. So make sure, if at all possible, you know, if you one of my listeners and you invest, say, man, get you some condoms, bro. You know, if you out here, you know, you a single man, you know, or a single woman, I'm sure you carry around you some protection. So if you meet you somebody, you want to do your thing, you know, you ain't got to worry about no extraness. Hell, they even got the plan B. But even before you get the plan B, you could just, you know what I'm talking about, just put the condom on. So make sure you get some controls, you know, for your portfolio, and don't let the bullshit or the wool get pulled over your eyes. Alright? Holla. Thank you for tuning in to another great episode of The Bullshit Report, sponsored by Liquor Lollipops, makers of great tasting, non-alcoholic, liquor flavored treats. Holla.
All night long, bitch, I'm grown. Date who I want, bitch, I'm grown. Well, what I want, bitch, I'm grown. Go where I want, bitch, I'm grown. Bitch, I'm grown, bitch, I'm grown. Bitch, I'm grown, don't do what I want. Bitch, I'm grown, do what I want. Yeah, party all night till they turn the lights on. It's my life, and I'm gon' live it. I suggest you like it or learn and deal with it. Smoking hookahs in the building, and that's not tobacco. Nah. And I'm not a tadpole, yeah, I'm grown. Yeah. Well, what I want, cause I got my own style. It match my fresh, it go with the profile. Rider, I'm out here now, this is my time. All the way on 10, and I can't be turned down. I make my own choices, do my own thing. Yeah. Well, what I want, I don't care what you think. As long as I love it, I'ma keep on doing it. Call me rebellious, but you a party pooper. Smoking with these women and we jamming to the music. I ask them both to kiss and they just might do it. Yeah. Just like a movie, I'm starring this production. It's my life and yes indeed I love it. Long Island T got me lit. I'm yiking with two different chicks. Damn, don't stay up if you're waiting on me. No. You can lock up cause I got my own key. Yeah. Got my own chat line, got my own game. Wild thing. Do what I want and you should do the same. Yeah. Drink if I want, smoke if I want. Do what I want. Bitch, I'm grown. Party all night long. Bitch, I'm grown. Date who I want. Bitch, I'm grown. Well, what I want. Bitch, I'm grown. Go where I want. Bitch, I'm grown.